Good afternoon. Welcome back to America's Workforce right here in Cleveland, Ohio, broadcasting Cleveland for workers around the world and archived on awfradio.com. Before we get to Marcy Kaptur, I got an email here from the Laborers, Laborers International. They are the presenting sponsor of this broadcast, and Terry O'Sullivan is our guest each and every month. And they are getting really, really frustrated with the lack of action out of Congress, to the point where they're getting a bit creative. With the Highway Trust Fund running out of money, thanks to congressional inaction, crucial highway and bridge repair projects could be shut down starting this summer. That's the story we've been talking about for the last couple of months. Well, on Monday, the laborers launched a 22-city Getting Schooled in Infrastructure tour to spotlight the need to pass a long-term full investment highway bill this year in order to keep the nation's roads and bridges from falling into even more dangerous disrepair. To dramatize the dangerous conditions motorists face from failing roads and bridges, the visual centerpiece of the tour is a school bus crushed by a piece of fallen bridge. Imagine that, says Terry. It's time to stop sugarcoating this issue. We're not trying to scare people, but we're trying to wake people up, especially the Congress. If Congress does not act, the nation's already failing roads and bridges will worsen. Currently, one in four bridges is deficient or obsolete, according to the Society for Civil Engineers. Average bridge, 46 years old, dangerously close to the average lifespan of 50 years. Without investment, more bridge failures are likely, such as the high-profile ones that have occurred from the deadly Minneapolis bridge collapse of I-5, this was a couple of years ago, to one in Washington State this month, which closed the heavily traveled I-495 Delaware Bridge after it was observed tilting. Imagine this. Poor road conditions, such as potholes, are now a contributing factor in one-third of traffic fatalities, equating to about 10,000 lost lives each year, according to the transportation research group TRIP. So if you want to get some more information on what the laborers are doing, maybe you want to see this, but just go to liuna.org or the Labor Federation. They have a picture of that school bus. They're trying, like I said, not to scare people, but to wake them up. Well, there's one person on the right side of this issue. Let's go to line number one right now. I'm talking about Representative Marcy Kaptur. Marcy, welcome back to America's Workforce here in Cleveland.
Flash, it's a pleasure to be with you.
Now, you know Terry O'Sullivan, don't you?
Boy, I'm going to send him a bouquet of flowers.
Well, I don't know what it's going to take here. We had one of your former colleagues on the show yesterday, Steve LaTourette, who's now a lobbyist. He knows Terry. He's frustrated as well. He's on the other side. He understands labor's concerns. This is a safety issue. This is not a democratic or political issue. These bridges are falling down. Come on.
We have plenty of examples of bridges, of overpasses. If I meet one more person who's got to get a new front end alignment or tires or wheel wells because of going through a major pothole, it's all over the country. So the problem is that the normal transportation bill has been held up because the Tea Party wing of the Republican Party, which is quite significant in the U.S. House, refused to bring up a bill because they don't want to have to pay for any kind of infrastructure. And so, you know, America kind of, I'm not saying it's falling into ruins, but believe me, from coast to coast, we have many examples of where we're not even patching existing infrastructure because they can't figure out a financing mechanism.
I know. It's a Band-Aid approach right now. Just a little bit here, a little bit there.
That's right. And the now, mayors across our country are putting a little bit of tar in certain potholes,
right,
but not too much. It's just...
it's wrong. It's really, really wrong.
It's un-American.
No, and this is a great job creator, too. For every, $1 billion, we're talking about 35,000 jobs.
It's the most important program for job creation that the federal government undertakes. And so it's a no-brainer. But again, you have a radical group that just can't agree on anything for the country. There's nothing partisan about road repair or bridge repair or overpass repair or rail bed repair. How many times have you gone over a road that has rail track in it, and when you go over it, my goodness, you think that you're in Afghanistan. We need repair from coast to coast, and it needs to be funded. They can find 5,900 other reasons to move money out of this country. Why can't we get investment in the country?
Amen to that.